would not last as a flight attendant. I would say stuff like, anyone caught smoking on this flight will be treated to a private screening of Gone with the Wind.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A lady entered a huge clothing store. Suddenly, a band began to play. Someone pinned a flower on her and handed her $1,000 cash. She was the store's 1,000,000th customer. A TV news crew was filming the event, and a reporter asked, "What did you come here for today?" The lady hesitated and whispered, "I'm on my way to the complaint department." Have you ever complained? I have. In fact, this week I came close to writing a letter to Air Canada that was dripping with sarcasm. "Dear customer service people, how considerate it was of you to afford me the opportunity to take a 4-city tour this past Tuesday. I only paid for one. Other airlines go from point A to point B, not you. You allowed me to see places that weren't even on my itinerary. One was barely on the map. Thanks to you, I was able to spend extra time in 4 airports. The Saskatoon Airport is like my Aunt Edna, small but very nice. Did you know you can buy lunch there for under $30 for 2? Unfortunately, we barely enjoyed 2 hours there before hurrying off for Winnipeg, where we were allowed to stay on the plane because of a quick 90-minute turnaround. We hadn't eaten a thing since those $15 salads, but an $8 cheese and cracker plate really hit the spot. My wife kept commenting on how it tasted faintly like cheese and crackers. Next up, Thunder Bay, Ontario, where we got to switch planes while waiting for our new pilot to arrive from Mars. Then we refueled and reboarded. During the safety announcement, 2 things really got through to me. 1, these newfangled seat belts just click together, but you have to lift up on the buckle yourself. 2, you're not allowed to smoke on flights now. Wow. A guy behind me was about to light up. He said, "What?" That announcement sure took him by surprise. I guess you can smoke on some flights, but this particular one was non-smoking. Someday, all the flights will be non-smoking. Then you can just do away with that announcement. But back to my tour of Canada. You'll be happy to know that we finally made it to Toronto, where the cabs still run at 3 a.m. Thankfully, after all that sitting, we got to walk 2.5 miles to the luggage carousel, where we waited an hour, then decided, we don't really need our luggage. You can just keep it. We've got several good years out of it. It's your turn. P.S. I know you're running out of things to charge us for. How about coin-operated washrooms? Well, hey, I promise I never sent the note. But we have all felt like it at times, haven't we? We allow frustrations to siphon the joy from our lives. This day, something already for me has asked me to lose my patience, my temper, my perspective, to grouse, to gripe, to whine, to get sidetracked by circumstances when we should be looking at our Savior. So I have a Laugh Again challenge for you. But first, a great verse from my favorite book in the New Testament, Philippians, chapter 2. It says, "Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people." Now for that Laugh Again challenge. See if we can go 24 hours without one complaint. Maybe we'll enjoy it and decide to make it a habit. As the old saying goes, live more when you complain less. You'll have more laughter and less stress.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.